Here it is, more full moon readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium from right here in North Conway. You can check her out online at enlightenedhorizons.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, and you can book your private sessions that way if you want her to expand maybe on a reading that you get this morning. Yep. We want you to text in your questions, 603-356-9145. We have one that was just texted in. It was from Madeline. Madeline from Madison. She lost her cat, Icky. Mm-hmm. She also calls it Ichabod. Pickles has many names.
It prefers Icky.
But just a little while ago, it passed away. Wondering if you get any readings from Icky at all.
My ears feel really weird. Like, my hearing is not good at all. So funny. I want to, like, turn my head side to side. The only physical pain I had, not pain, the only discomfort I had was in my head.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time speaking.
Okay.
I'm out of it. By the end, I was out of it. Mm-hmm. Out of it to the point where their spirit was in heaven more than in their body. Or on the other side, whatever word you want to use.
Right. Yeah. So it was kind of...
It was already transitioning before the body was ready.
Before it was ready.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That one goes out to Madeline from Madison. We have Raina from Tamworth texting in. Just got back in touch with a friend after falling out and was wondering if you could get any type of vibe from that. Is that good or bad?
You know what? I see you dancing. I kind of feel like I've done my part. If that works, it's fine. Like, you have worried so much about what did I do and why did it happen that way and could I have done it better and is this going to happen again? You're kind of going into this with is history going to repeat itself? And it's not. You were honorable in your interactions. That sounds so funny. But you were honorable in your interactions, and I feel like there's peace in your heart right now. Is it going to go well? Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, very cool. That one goes up to Raina. We have Kim from Tamworth. There's a spirit in her house that's running around yelling, waving his arms at her when she mows her lawn. Sounds like one of those old guys out there. Can you ask him why? And any questions, vibes?
It's interesting because I don't see that. I feel like your house, when you come in your house, you come in with imagine having a thing of bubbles around your head, like foamy bubbles around your head. And when you walk in the house, I can see all these bubbles like whoosh coming in and around you. And then when you shake, the bubbles go away. Mm-hmm. So I'm not feeling the man's energy in the house, but I'm definitely feeling your energy leaves a huge imprint in it. I would love to tell you more about it, but I'm not seeing what you're seeing.
Okay, fair enough. That one goes out to Kim from Tamworth. Remember, you can always contact Sarah later. Perhaps that would be a little digging deeper.
Sometimes if they don't want me to read them, I don't push through those doors.
Right, fair enough, fair enough. We have Jane from Center Conway just wondering if there's any spirit messages for her at all this month.
Oh, yeah. So years ago, I had a gallbladder surgery, and they gave me a heart-shaped pillow to hold tight to my belly when I sneezed. And I'm seeing that heart-shaped pillow being pulled close to your chest, and I see you loving yourself finally. Oh my God, they said finally in capital letters with like exclamation. Thank
points.
You very much. hard words today. but you're getting this, you're finally like loving yourself. That just gives me like such a warm, happy feeling for you.
Absolutely. That's great. We got one more here. This is from Jessica. Jessica from Berlin texting in. Feels like her future is so unclear with everything that's going on. Could you shed some light on her health, relationships, anything that may be unclear?
Your health is fine. It's so funny. I just saw the intro of The Simpsons where the clouds part and everything gets better. You're in for better days. Give it another 3 to 4 months. And I think you're going to have a little more clarity of where you really want to be. Career is a bit derailed. That is an opportunity for you to sort of sit in the breakdown lane and wait for them to come and change your tires. Figure out, like, okay, when you get new tires on the car, where do you actually want to be? Because I don't think it's where you are, unless your boss is listening. And then it's exactly where you want to be, wink, wink. But you need to figure out where do you want to be.
All right, that one goes out to Jessica from Berlin. We have to take a quick news break already, but we'll be back. Keep sending your text at 603-356-9145. It is 8:27. Let's see what's happening.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.